Let's check in with the president from Business Northwest, Ian Jones. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lee. Sorry I couldn't get into the studio this morning. I'm at a big planning meeting out at UTAS campus.
What is big?
Oh, big is a coalition of business and educational leaders who aim to support creative endeavours, which build the aspirations of Burnie citizens of all ages, Lee, with a particular focus on young people as our future leaders and owners of the community. And the big vision is to see our young people converting their potential into excellent outcomes in the community. And BIG is an acronym for Begin the Dream, Imagine the Possibilities, and Go for It.
Oh, right across it now. So it's a group of businesses and educators that focuses on our young people.
Yeah, it aims to sow the seeds of aspiration with children in the early years of education, build strong and active connections between education providers and business in the community, and create pathways for the children.
It sounds very worthwhile. I see you've got an interesting breakfast networking session this week, and it's a very special location. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, this Wednesday we're off to Guide Falls Farm. Rachel Jacker and her team there have recently opened Grazings, a restaurant featuring all their homegrown produce. It's in a beautiful setting, and it's a great paddock-to-plate offering just a short drive from Burnie, just past Ridgely Township, turn right, and then on past the entrance to Guide Falls, another 600 metres, and you're there.
Yeah, so normally it's at Weller's Inn, so heading to the Ridgely Township there for Guide Falls Farm, which is a great location. Tell us a little bit about the history of the farm.
Rachel bought the property back in 2016, and she ran it as a viewing farm for locals and tourists who wanted to see a working farm up close. And that side of the business still operates and complements the restaurant by providing all the produce. It's what is known in business as a vertically integrated business. And Grazings opened in June, and I was there on opening day, and I thought, aside from the great food, this lady's got a great story to tell. So we organised this breakfast right there on the spot, and I urge our members to come along, bring a guest, hear about a very successful new business. And as always, just $20 for members and $25 for guests. Anyone can attend as long as they let me know in advance.
It should be a great event. What else has been happening lately, Ian, with Business Northwest?
Oh, last week we entered into a contract with the Department of Education, Skills and Employment to provide 4 training courses to teach employability skills to 32 long-term unemployed people. And first course starts November 23, and we'll be seeking assistance from businesses to provide a one-week work experience for placement from December 13 onwards.
What's different about your training, Ian? I hear a lot of organisations doing this.
Yes, there are a lot of organisations doing it, Leah. The main difference is that we actually use small business owners and operators to provide the training. And, you know, who better to tell unemployed people what small businesses want in an employee than the business owners themselves? And we've had really good results in the series of 4 courses we've done over the last couple of years, and the department has recognised that value.
So if businesses want to get involved, they should call you.
That's right, Lee. Just call me through the Business Northwest Facebook or website.
You mentioned off-air your last project. Can you tell the listeners about that one?
Yeah, we want to make Burnie the rhododendron city, Lee. You know, we've got the magnificent rhodo gardens up Ridgely Highway, so I want to use that to grow lots of rhododendrons that can be planted all over the municipality, especially at the entrances to the city. And we're working with council on securing state government funds via the Gateway Project to beautify the entrances to the city, like at Cam River Bridge and on the eastern side at Blythe River. And, you know, planting avenues of rhododendrons will certainly make the entry to Burnie a very memorable experience.
What's the time frame for this project?
Well, we just started a week or two ago. We're hoping to get into a big swing by April next year, Lee. It's at least a 5-year project, and I'm hoping to make the city absolutely beautiful in time for the bicentenary of Burnie in 2027. And most folk won't realise that Emu Bay, later renamed to Burnie, was founded in May 1827. So we're exactly 5.5 years off the bicentenary date. And with that little history lesson, that's it for this week.
Oh, thanks for that little history lesson there too, Ian. So we're definitely catching up with you again in 2 weeks from now for another local business update. And for those this morning, don't forget, breakfast networking session tomorrow, not at Weller's, Grazings on Guide Falls Farm. So that starts at 7:30, wraps up around 8:30, featuring the owner of Guide Falls Farm, Rachel Jacker. And Rachel will be speaking about her journey into the agribusiness space.
Yes, it'll be a really interesting breakfast session, Lee. And as you said, $20 for members, $25 for guests, and anyone's welcome. So just contact me through the Business Northwest website or Facebook page to book a seat. And for those people who can't attend, there will be a live stream broadcast on our Facebook page starting around 7:45.